It has been some time since the brothers came home with sacks full of grain, silver, and no brother Simeon. It's all because Jacob doesn't want to chance losing Benjamin, his last tie to his beloved Rachel. But day after day, the food is dwindling, and the family could all die off. Judah says to Jacob, "As it is, if we had not delayed, we could have gone and returned twice." I guess Judah doesn't like waiting either. The deafening sound of rumbling tummies is too much for Jacob, so he tells them to go, but he fills their bags with goods and makes them take the silver back. They head off to Egypt and immediately are presented before Joseph. When he takes one look at Benjamin, he tells his servants to prepare a big dinner for them all. The brothers don't know Joseph's motives. Instead, they are unsettled and overcome with fear, thinking Joseph is going to attack us and overpower us and seize us as slaves and take our donkeys. Their guilt has created a false narrative that's poisoning their perspective. That's what fear will do to you. When we are waiting, how often do we create a scenario in our minds that simply isn't true because we don't have all the facts? Is it our way of trying to maintain control? These fear-based what-ifs can really steal our joy. Now Joseph is back with his brothers, who are again bowing before him. It's like his prophetic dream is on repeat, only this time, instead of testing his brothers, his response to seeing his younger brother, Benjamin, is different. Deeply moved at the sight of his brother, Joseph hurried out and looked for a place to weep. He went into his private room and wept there. Genesis 43:30. Joseph couldn't compose himself anymore. It's not too much longer that the whole truth and nothing but the truth finally comes out. Have you found yourself playing a part lately and hiding your feelings? You hide your true self because it's too painful or embarrassing to be authentic with people. There's a fake smile on your face when deep inside, your soul hurts over your situation. The questions from friends, family, and coworkers don't help either. When are you going to find yourself a boyfriend? Isn't it about time you all had a baby? Any luck on the job hunt? Have you tried counseling for your depression? What about trying a different treatment for your cancer? Oh, people mean well, but it can be hard when it seems like no one truly understands. Sometimes it's easier to play a part and deny your hurts so you won't make a scene. This is what Joseph does at the dinner. He's so good that he should have won an Oscar. I'm betting you've performed some award-winning acting too. We all have, but we'll soon see that playing the part is too exhausting for Joseph. It's time to get real. Questions. Why do you think the brothers waited so long to return to their father? How do you think the dinner atmosphere would have been if the brothers had put their faith ahead of fear? What ifs have you battled during your wait? Do you feel that you're being your authentic self?